This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God,
who is love.
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in The Father's Love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Good afternoon. How are you doing this beautiful day, the 31st of August, as we close off the Women's Month and we're closing off with a lady pastor? How are you doing, Pastor Tabs?
I'm blessed, Pastor Stevie, and how are you?
I'm super blessed. I'm super excited just to sit on the other side, you know, of things and just to hear the word of the Lord. I can't wait, you know, to hear what God has laid in your heart. And I believe that even our listeners can't wait to hear what God has in store for them at such a time as this. As we all normally say, that if you want to join in on the conversation, feel free to send us a WhatsApp message on 081-729-1657. 081-729-1657. Otherwise, you can go onto our Facebook page and make sure that you do share even at the broadcast, and or comment and like and say something, and come on, interact with us. Pastor Tabsile, take it away.
As we are wrapping the month of August as women, you know, I was even saying we only celebrate Women's Month in 31 days. But I believe His grace is sufficient. Amen. So I want us to look in the Word of God in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. I will read. The Bible says the extraordinary level of revelation I've received is no reason for anyone to exalt me. For this is why a thorn in my flesh was given to me, the adversary's messenger, sent to harass me, keeping me from becoming arrogant. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to relieve me from this, but He answered me, "My grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness. So I will celebrate my weaknesses, for when I am weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. So I am not defeated by my weakness, but delighted.
Come on.
For when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I am surrounded with troubles on every side and face persecution because of my love for Christ, I am made yet stronger. For my weakness becomes a portal to God's power." Wow, what a way.
Wow.
You know, when I'm reading this scripture, I see the grace is at the foundation of Christianity. By grace, the lost are found. By grace, God's children stand in confidence.
Come on.
So this afternoon, I want to remind every woman, as we are wrapping up the month of August, that God's grace is sufficient in every part of their life. I like the verse because it reminds us that our weakness is a good thing. Sometimes we tend that we feel weak, you know. We are dealing with single women that are raising children by themselves. They feel that they are weak. Sometimes you cannot perform certain things. You feel that you are weak. But let me remind you that the Bible says our weakness is a good thing. If you didn't know that, today know that your weakness is a good thing. Your weakness is something that God will work on. Your weakness, it will allow the power of God to work within you. Amen.
Amen.
So when I'm too weak to do what needs to be done, then God's power is made perfect in my life. Yeah. I have no choice, but I am forced to rely on Him. Mm. This is why His grace is important. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, number one, I want us to look at God's grace is sufficient in supply. Mm.
Yeah.
We know that God supplies all our needs. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So, God supplies never ending flow. So it's overflowing. There's no one who has power to end that flow towards us. Amen. So there are two lessons that Paul learned. Mm-hmm. I hope we'll learn them as well as women. Amen.
Yeah.
So firstly, he learned something about divine providence and how to respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
His reaction in verse 9, it says, once the Lord has declined his request three times, remember, he was asking, say, Lord, take away this pain from me.
Mm.
And he has asked three times. So this was Paul's request, and God declined it three times.
Mm.
It was not one of passive resignation, but a joyful delight in the privilege of being an instrument for the manifestation of Christ's resurrection power.
Mm.
So do you see how our weaknesses die? You know, it gives God an opportunity to work on us. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes when God declines our request, we tend to look for other options.
Yeah.
When God declines our request, we tend to look for help in wrong places.
Mm.
When God declines our request, we look for help in wrong places.
Mm.
Look at Abraham and Sarah when they were trying to help God. They were looking for a solution, but they looked for a solution in the wrong place, whereas today we have an Ishmael.
Yeah.
So we don't need to help God. His grace is sufficient.
Mm.
As women, His grace is sufficient. Amen.
Mm.
And then secondly, although Paul willingly embraced his son, it was only after he had passionately prayed that it removed.
Mm.
When suffering hid, Paul prayed for deliverance.
Mm.
Clearly, he believed that physical affliction was something from which we are to pray to be delivered.
Mm.
Amen. Mm. At one level, look at this. At one level, the thorn was the work of Satan's messenger and must therefore be resisted. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And then secondly, look at this. Another level was used by God to sanctify the soul of Paul, whereas the pain is not good, but it is instrumentally beneficial in the hands of God.
Mm.
So sometimes we look at the pain, feel that God is not there. But when we go through pain, when we go through suffering, we give God an opportunity to work on us, because like the Bible says, His grace is sufficient for us. Our weaknesses become a portal to God's power. We serve a powerful God.
Mm.
Yeah.
We serve, a God who never runs out of ideas. We run out of ideas, but the God that we serve doesn't run out of ideas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our weakness becomes a portal to God's power.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
And I want to touch on this, Pastor. You know, number two, God's grace is sufficient in salvation.
Mm.
Amen. When you look at the Bible, 1 Timothy 1, verse 15 to 16, I will read because of time. This saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
Mm-hmm.
I am the worst of them.
Come.
And then verse 16 says, but I receive mercy because of this, so that in me, the worst of them, Christ Jesus, might demonstrate the utmost patience as an example to those who will believe in Him for eternal life.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So when God forgives our sins, there's more forgiveness to follow. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He justifies us in righteousness of Christ, but there's more to follow. Hallelujah.
Mm.
He adopts us into His family, but there's more to follow.
Mm.
He prepares us for heaven, but there's more to follow. He gives us grace, but there's more to follow. Grace is the power of God made available to meet all our needs.
Mm.
You know, we must know that God knows the desires of our hearts. God knows everything we need. God knows what we are longing for. But the grace is the power of God made available to meet all our needs. Mm. I want to encourage the women, you know, this month, as we are wrapping this month, saying, you know what, the grace is the power of God made available to meet all our needs.
Mm.
Hallelujah. The power of God is made available to you. If you are struggling, you know, this afternoon with issues of life, because there are so many issues, you know, around us, Pastor
TV,
and especially as women, you know, there's a lot, and we take to carry it, you know, upon ourselves. You know, we are strained, we go through depression, but I want to tell someone today that there's no need to carry all these things yourself, because God's power is made available, because His grace is sufficient this afternoon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome, Pastor Tapsila. I believe and I trust, I hope, I have faith that our listeners are listening to this timely word, you know, for us as women as we're closing off the Mazala. I love that you really reiterated the fact that the grace of God is the power that has been made available to meet all our needs. I think if we can hold on to that whatever that we are going through, because you spoke about it, that as women we go through so much, you know.
Yes.
You know, struggles, challenges, some are raising kids by themselves, so they have to deal with the kids, their career, and all these things. But one thing that you just said to us this afternoon, that is women, that the power of God is made available for us to meet us, you know, at the point of our needs, for all our needs. So if we could hold on to that, you know, we will actually shift our focus from all the other things that we feel like they're a burden to us, you know, that you know, to our lives. So if we can focus on Jesus, because that's what the word says, you know, looking unto Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith. I'm telling you, there's nothing that will be able to stop us. Nothing that will be able to interfere with what God is doing upon our lives. There's nothing, nothing. I feel like Bongani feels like maybe he's being left behind, because, you know, it's Women's Month, the two of us just conversing like this.
Ah, well.
It's so amazing. I can talk nonstop, but
Bongani, go ahead.
Just a few words. We have just a minute or so before we go to the next song break. If you have something that you want to share with us or share with the women and encourage them. Me already, if you could just close the show right now, that, you know what, God's power made available for me to meet me at the point of my needs. For me, that settles everything. So you've got 40 seconds. Go on.
40 seconds.
Yes.
Lovely. 40 seconds, we're going to a song, a beautiful song, as Lindy has just indicated. And then after the song, maybe I'll have enough time just to share the thoughts that I've just picked up from this powerful teaching from Pastor Tapsile Sibiya, all the way from Like a Mighty Wind. You can feel the wind here in the studio as well. That indeed is a mighty wind.
Amen.
That is coming from a mighty woman of God.
Hallelujah, mighty woman. I love that. So
let's get a song.
We'll get the song from Amina Jewel. It says, "Turn it around. God will turn it around for you." That's
Hallelujah.
It.
Amen.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
No, your ears are not playing. Your ears are not playing any tricks on you. Definitely. You are on the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, the beautiful, ever so powerful Lindiwe. And we have on the line Pastor Tapsile Sibiya, all the way from Barberton, Like a Mighty Wind Ministry, on this beautiful day. What a beautiful song by Amina Jewel. God, turning it around. That whatsoever that you're going through, as Pastor Tapsile was saying, His grace is sufficient. Pastor Tapsile, as you were talking, you know, the Spirit of the Lord just led me to this powerful, powerful and awesome scripture that is found in 2 Peter chapter number 1. You know, deliberately, I'm just going to read it from verse number 1 to verse number 4, but I'm interested in verse number 3. You know, in the Passion Translation, this is Peter here saying, this is a letter from Simon Peter, a loving servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. And he says, I am writing to those who have been given a faith as equally precious as ours through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. And in verse number 2, he says, may grace and perfect peace, ooh, listen to this, cascade over you as you live in the rich knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. May the grace and perfect peace cascade over you as you live in the rich knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And in verse number 3, which is what I like, which is where I wanted to dwell in, exactly what Pastor Tapsile has been emphasizing, you know, saying, everything we could ever need for life and godliness has already been deposited in us by His divine power. For all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing Him who has called us by name and invited us to come to Him through a glorious manifestation of His goodness.
Sorry to disturb you. I just want to make sure if Pastor Tapsile is back on the line, because it looks like she was cut off. Are you here, Pastor Tapsile? It seems like Pastor Tapsile has been cut off. We'll get back to her just right now.
Amen. Yeah, no, it's not a problem. You know, technology. But you know what? Guess what? The Word of God is so ever powerful, and it permeates even when technology is giving us that which is giving us right now. But however, as I was saying here, Pastor Lindy, if you could just switch off the phone, I mean the phone line, that would be awesome. You know, as I was saying in verse number 3 of 2 Peter, chapter number 1, that everything we could ever need, everything as a woman that you could ever need for life and godliness, has already been deposited in us, in you, by His divine power. For all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing Him who has called us by name and invited us to come to Him through a glorious manifestation of His goodness. And verse number 4 says, and as a result of this, He has given you magnificent promises that are beyond all price, so that through the power of these tremendous promises, you can experience partnership with a divine nature by which you have escaped the corrupt desire that are of the world. We have escaped the corrupt desire that is in the world. Whatsoever the enemy has tried to plan against your life, child of God, just know that His grace is sufficient. Whatsoever that you are struggling with, just know that, you know what, His grace is sufficient. You're going to pull through. You're going to succeed. Don't stress. You know, as I see right now, you know, His grace is sufficient for you, Lindu.
Yeah, no, it is. It is sufficient. We're trying just to get hold of Pastor Tapsile this beautiful afternoon as we continue with our show. You know, technical things. I don't want to say it's the devil or what, but technical things do happen, you know. But here we are. We continue with the show. Pastor Tapsile will be joining us soon. And I was really, really enjoying what she was saying to us, that, you know, sometimes when we look at weakness, we think that weakness is a bad thing. But I love the fact that God uses us at the point of where we experience weakness in our lives. And that's an opportunity for, you know, for God's power to be showcased in our lives. And I love what my other dear sister, Pastor Sibongile, once said that, you know what, when we go through challenges, we should not worry, we should not stress about them, because in that space that you are in, that's when God's power will be made manifest in your life. That's an opportunity for you to be able to experience the power of God upon your life. So whatever struggle that you might find yourself in as a woman, as we are saying, God's power is sufficient for you in this particular time. Is that in that weakness that you might be feeling, that's an opportunity for you to experience the power of God. That's an opportunity for God to demonstrate his power upon your life. I'm so glad, Pastor Tapsil, you are back.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The journey continues. The show continues, whether we cut off or not. But please go ahead and share your last thought, even though this just, the technicalities just, you know, took most of our time. So we only have about a few minutes for you to just share what God has laid in your heart and just your last thoughts as well as our listeners continue to hear what God says through you.
Yes. I want us to look at First Peter, Lindiwe, chapter 5, verse 10. Ooh. You know. Mm. The Bible says, now the God of all grace,
Ish.
Who called you
Come on.
To his eternal glory in Come Christ on. Jesus, will personally, listen to this, will personally, meaning God himself, not his angels,
sure, look at that.
Not his deputy,
okay.
Not whoever is around, but him personally.
All right.
Will do four things. Mm. These are the things that God will do for us as women.
Mm.
These are the things that God is promising to do for us in his word. He says, I will personally restore, that's number one.
All right.
Establish, strengthen, and support you after you have suffered a little.
Yeah.
Notice the four things that God of all grace will personally do. Mm. Number one, he says, I will restore. If your life is falling apart this afternoon, God is saying himself, remember, he's a creator of the heaven and the earth.
Come on.
So there is nothing that is impossible with our God. There's absolutely nothing. When he says him personally, you know, I'll be running, you know, hearing God saying this to me, I'll be at peace with whatever that is happening in my life, because I believe that he's a restorer.
Yeah.
Amen. So he says, in your life, if your life is falling apart, God can restore it. If your marriage is falling apart, God can restore it. And there's something that I discovered about marriage. You know, in your marriage, it doesn't matter how your partner is treating you. Your partner will account to God how he treated you. Even you, yourself, you'll account to God the way you are treating your partner. How your partner is treating you, it's none of your business. But I'm here to tell you that if your marriage is falling apart, God can still restore your marriage. Amen. Sometimes you are looking at the mess you are in and wonder how you will ever get back. I want you to know that God restores lives in the midst of suffering. Not that when you're out of the suffering or when, you know, the storms have passed. No, no, no. In the midst of the suffering, God will restore your life.
Come on.
And number two, the Bible says God will establish.
Mm.
When I think of God establishing me, I immediately think of the house on the rock. No matter what comes against you, you can be established because God's grace has his power. So we are standing on the rock. So whatever comes, whether rain, whether flood, but God's grace has power. So you don't need to be moved by what people are saying. God will establish you. Amen.
Amen.
Wow, and number three, the Bible says God will strengthen you. You know, when God says will strengthen you, when we read in the book of Corinthians, you become a portal to connect the heaven realm and the earth realm together. Mm. Remember, we're still living on the earth. Although we have, you know, two citizenship, but when God will give you strength, we'll connect these two. And you become a portal that will connect. You become a portal. You yourself, God will give you the strength, and you become the portal. You become that pipe that connects the heavenly realm and the earth realm. Hallelujah. Mm. And the last one, it says God will support. Sometimes I want you to notice before we continue, suffered a little can also be translated to say a little while or a small extent. This is important because our focus is not on the temporary thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are people of faith. We are not moved by what we see because what we see is temporary. Our focus is on the eternal. Remember, God works in and for eternity. If you don't feel like God is answering your prayers, be patient. Amen.
Amen.
If you feel that God is not answering your prayer, be patient. I'm even reminded of the story of Martha and Mary. You know, Martha kept on, was busy taking out his beautiful dishes, preparing food for Jesus, preparing, you know, I can imagine in this world that we're living in, you know, I think he was taking out her lucrescent, you know, was taking out her carol boys, preparing bread. You know, how can you prepare bread for the bread of life? So we need to sit at the feet of Jesus and be patient and know that whatsoever that you are trusting him for, which will be given unto us. Amen.
Amen. We can hear you, Pastor Tab.
Oh, we can hear me. Amen. So all your suffering will be gone.
Yes.
The moment you sit at the feet of Jesus, your suffering will be gone. Don't waver. Don't stagger.
Yeah.
Amen. Our rock foundation is the hope of heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. So I want to tell the women that God will support you.
Amen.
God will strengthen you. God will establish you. And God will restore everything that you have lost.
Everything.
God will restore you this afternoon in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Tapsile, may I add, you know, sometimes, you know, when someone preaches about, you know, grace, I just get so excited. You know, even during the conference, the women conference that we had, even one pastor was sitting with me at the back, was like, I know you wish they can give you the microphone and you'll take it to another level. I wish you could give me the microphone, because Ephesians 4 verse 7 just popped up in my spirit right now.
Oh.
Because maybe one lady or a mama or a sister, you know, an auntie or a gogo is sitting and is listening to you as you share, and he's like, hey, me, I don't have this grace, you know. And I talk about this grace that has been made sufficient, but I don't have this grace. You know, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 7 just popped out right now, that, you know what, the Bible says that, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Meaning, we don't lack this grace. Each one of us, the grace was given as a gift, you know, coming from Christ. So, you know, the only thing about a gift is that, you know what, a gift will not work for you unless you open it and use it.
That's right.
You
That's
know,
right.
You know, a gift comes wrapped up, you know, it comes wrapped up and in a beautiful gift wrap. You know, for it to work for you, you need to open it up. So here in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 7, it says to each one. It doesn't say to each pastor. It doesn't say to each mom fundisi. It doesn't say to each holier than the Holy Spirit Christian. But it just says to each one, you know what, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Thank you so very much, Pastor Tapsile.
Awesome.
That was so awesome. I'm so inspired. I'm so excited today. You know, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 just seals it for me.
Yeah.
But God personally, and he comes and he does that. God of all grace.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Tapsile. And I believe that our listeners, especially the women, I have heard that, you know what, God will restore, you know, will perfect, will establish, will strengthen us, will settle us in our lives. As long as we can fix our eyes on Him, all is well with us. So thank you so much, Pastor Thapsile, for taking time to come and minister to us, our listeners. And I know that God will definitely continue to use you, open so much doors for you to minister truth, because our people need to hear this truth. This truth that, you know, comes from the Word of God, because they've been told, you know, lies. So they need to hear this truth. But you know what? God, you know, His power is made available for us. So thank you so much, Pastor Thompson, for taking your time. May God bless you. We love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. That was awesome, eh?
Yeah, but that was awesome.
I think Israel Houghton just wants to help us to, you know, to down everything nicely. Can we just quickly go to that song, please?
All right, we'll do that.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.